Deafening by Francis Attani. For my son Russell Satoshi Attani, and for my remarkable grandmother Gertrude Freeman Stolliker, 1898 to 1987, and for the 9.5 million who died serving their countries, 1914 to 1919. The artificial method is a system founded by one Heinecke, a Saxon who pursued successfully the occupations of farmer, soldier, schoolmaster, and chanter. This system aims at developing by unnatural processes the power of speech and the educating of the ear. It takes a much longer time to educate the pupils by this system than by other methods, and more painful efforts on the part of the pupil. Indeed, in many cases it is so painful to the poor deaf mute as to cause blood to issue from the mouth. Canadian Illustrated News, August 1, 1874. Magic Lantern Views. At first I saw the picture of the Honorable R. L. Borden, and our teacher told us that he's the Premier of Canada. The next picture I saw was King Albert I of Belgium. Then another one was King George V. He looks like the Tsar of Russia. I saw the pictures of some German buildings. One of them was a cathedral, on which the English soldiers had dropped bombs. They did right, as many Germans drop bombs in England. They were doing just the same, and not unjustly. I saw Germans riding in carriages through Belgium. They were boastful, as they did not ask the people's permission. Many soldiers marched on the road. Gertie Freeman, the Canadian, May 1, 1915, Belleville, the Ontario School for the Deaf. 1902. Your name, Mamo says. This is the important word. If you can say your name, you can tell the world who you are.